For the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella Christian Boys Soccer Junior Ty Hugin, I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS.
What was your reaction to losing out on the season this year for the spring and the soccer competition?
Definitely a huge bummer that I couldn't play this year. I still have another year to play, but I miss the whole community aspect of it. You know, win or lose, like Donnie said, it was always fun. We never really had a down moment, you know. And it's just nice to, you know, get out of school, you know, put some work in on the field, you know, have some fun. But definitely just I'm missing it a lot right now.
What were the things that you were really working on, especially knowing that you were going to be featured probably quite a bit more this year on the varsity roster?
For me, I knew I'd have to up my game a little bit more. I knew that I couldn't sit back as much, you know, and let others lead. I knew that since, you know, having a young team, having new players, and we're kind of down in numbers from last year, which is fine, but we'll get back to it. But definitely I knew I'd have to be more conditioned. I'd have to be more disciplined. I'd have to be willing to put in a lot more work and just I got to want it a lot more.
If I'm recalling correctly, last year you had suffered a pretty serious injury and weren't able to play quite a bit of the season. Obviously, now you're missing the season for a different reason. So I imagine you'll be really chomping at the bit next year.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be a interesting next year, but I'm very excited. I love soccer. I have since I was young. And I mean, you know, if I have to put in more work, I got to put in more work.
You mentioned you still have a season left of competition. Now, what are you looking forward to most now about preparing for fall football and for spring soccer, especially now knowing that we can't take any of this for granted and that, you know, even those opportunities may not come up, but at the same time being ready, knowing that you're losing a lot of talented seniors from both teams?
Yeah, that's definitely a hard thing for me to think about right now is that I'm going to be losing a lot of my good friends of mine, Donnie, Jason, you know, couple other guys on the team, basically the whole team, you know, I'm going to be losing them after this year. And for me, the biggest challenge is definitely going to be stepping up into a leader role where I know I'm not going to be the one, you know, following per se. I'm going to have to be the one taking the initiative. I'm going to have to be the one setting the standard. It gets me excited, but it also gets me very nervous because to me, it's kind of a lot of pressure, especially since after this year, I feel like we're going to have a ton of new players from the freshman class. And we're just going to be a very young team, you know. But I'm very excited. I think that we'll do good as long as we put our heads down and work.
And Ty, any memories from the last couple of years?
Yeah, for sure. I'd have to say Coach Francher's pool party at the end of the year. That's always fun. And just being, you know, spending time with my friends on the field is always the best too.
What are you looking forward to most? You kind of talked about it a little bit, but what are you looking forward to most about next year and that next experience for you at PC?
I mean, overall, I definitely have to say just senior year, you know, is completely different than any other year in high school from what I've heard. And I want it to be a nice year where I can, you know, start exploring what I want to do after high school, you know, start making a plan, you know, make some good memories and just kind of, you know, taking the experience in, I guess.
Once again, for the Spring Sports Spotlight about Pella Christian Boys Soccer Junior Ty Hugin, I'm Andrew Schneider on KRLS.